Hey, you are watching the highly anticipated Arrow After Show. We are in season 6, covering episode 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, all of the crossovers. So if you're tuning in right now, we're here to special time, and you're about to get a special treat. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Middle of the night.
Hey. If you listen to this in the 90s, wave your hands in the air.
The river's so deep, searching for something.
All right, I had to let it play a little bit because it's a good song, and I have to pay
homage
to Billy Joel since he was in the concert scene, which was really random but super exciting. Either way, we'll get into that in just a little bit. Welcome. I'm Allie Kona Bradford. Be sure to follow me at yours truly, Allie Kona, with little underscores in between. I'll let you guys introduce before I start yammering.
Before we get into it?
Yes.
Because we have a lot to get into. I don't even know where we're going to start. Hi, guys. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me everywhere at Olivia Di Bortoli.
Hi. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Just like, whoa. I am Linda Antwi, and you can follow me all over social media at Linda Is So Girly.
All right, so let's do some housekeeping. You guys know the rules. I know we're here a little bit early, but for the two of you, we're going to chat right now because we're an hour early, guys. Apologies for those of you who come back at 10.
There's no show.
But this area, this and all, watch the computer. All this area is just for you guys. You know what to do. Join the room in hashtag ABTV Arrow so we can see all of your comments and you can co-host with us. All two of you.
No, there's 17 now.
Oh, hey.
Hey, 17.
Tell your friends. Tweet out to all the rest of our Arrow friends. Let them know we're on an hour early. It's all good.
Yes.
And we'll have a lot of fun. Okay, so let's start with the Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. So, wait, when was that? That was so long ago.
I know. We have to do a little bit of a rewind, but we weren't here that week.
Yeah, because it was Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yes.
So the first thing I have to say is I was so angry. Give me an amen if you got angry.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Thank you. I was waiting for the crowd, but you know, there's no one in here.
You are the crowd. And you're falling down on the job. Make me look like a bad old amen.
Amen.
So the reason we're amening is I was so mad at that Samantha Heffa. Samantha, we don't care what your name is because you suck. But
so mad.
Super upset at her for showing up. It's a Thanksgiving food drive in front of the public. You purposely did that to defame him. Like, who does it? Wait till the speech is over. Clap, clap, clap. Excuse me. You're under arrest.
Yeah. He was doing such a good thing, too. Like, on Thanksgiving, he was doing such a good thing. He was with Felicity. He was with his son.
Yeah.
Like, in front of everyone, she was like, nope, let's go now. And I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I hate this person.
She was really making it personal.
Yes.
It's like, you have a personal vendetta right now. And
it's
ugly.
Absolutely.
And it's rearing its ugly head.
Absolutely.
Shame on you.
I've been saying that since the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where I've always felt like that character was doing just a little too much.
Yeah.
Even in the beginning. And I wasn't sure if it was the writing or if it was the actress. No offense to the actress. Now it's making sense. But before, to me, when she first walked into the room, I was like, what'd he do to you, girl?
I know. Yeah. So mean. Yeah. Really quick. I'm on the chat right now. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
So Brian Baller says, amen. How dare she arrest people during a food drive, right?
Right.
A food drive of all things?
Yeah.
That's insane.
She's outrageous.
But hi to everyone on the chat. I'm on the chat.
Hello.
With my Arrow computer.
What?
So I'll be here checking in with you guys. Let me know if you want to say anything.
Yeah. But I like all the amens.
I
like
so many amens.
The only time I will accept a yell, Zay talk, because someone else in the chat, I won't say your name, likes to yell at me. But I will accept the all caps amen. It works here. So anyhow, super, super irritated with her the entire episode. Because she's just like seriously going out of her way. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to jump a little bit all over the episode since there is so much to talk about and pick some of the big points.
We'll follow you. We'll follow.
Do it. So biggest point for me was Oliver finally finding out Diggle's secret. And like he was the only one that didn't know, first of all, outside of Felicity. She was pretty upset too because they've been friends the longest.
Yeah.
But I really, really liked Oliver's reaction.
I agree. I did too. Because I feel like everybody else on the team, everyone else. They were
forgiving.
So forgiving. They're like, oh, it's cool. And I'm like, that's a huge thing you did. Like, you put everyone in danger. And Oliver was the only one to be like, you know, that's not good.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. They were kind of like, oh, okay. Right. Yeah. And that was it. Yeah. We're like, wait, no, you've been deceiving your family, basically, how long now?
So rude.
Being disappointed and saying, you know what, you really jeopardize, you know, our team, our family, and I'm really personally disappointed in you.
Yeah.
That was the right move right there.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, and it wasn't like, hey, I've been lying to you guys this whole time. I do like briefs instead of boxers. It was like, this decision could actually cause somebody to be harmed.
Yeah.
And I think that Oliver, and it's the way that it's written, mm-hmm. and obviously the character portrayed, but instead of just being like, shame on you, because Oliver is the initial leader of this entire family and this team, for him to really dig into Diggle, pun intended, that what you did is really effed up, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not even a little bit, because Dig's like, well, man, but man, you gave me, and I did this for you, and my family, No. Zip it. That's all those are excuses. You're trying to justify your actions. Not okay.
It's not okay.
And the fact that Diggle had the audacity to come back at Oliver and act like you ain't ish. Like, it basically, I don't know if I wrote down the quote, but it was basically, oh, he said something about, like, I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, excuse me, what? You don't owe me, what? No.
And it's not even about owing you anything. It's about these guys, they're like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
These two boys are brothers, and they, what do you mean you don't owe me anything? It's like it's your family. You shouldn't
lie to
your family.
What I thought was interesting, too, was that, and I think I touched upon this the last time we were here, so 2 weeks ago, he really wanted to be the Green Arrow. And it kind of showed. So it's like you were being selfish in this moment.
Right.
Like, you say you don't owe anyone anything, but at the same time, you're only thinking about yourself. You wanted to be the Green Arrow, but you also put your whole family in danger.
That's right.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Right, right.
Holly, really quickly, Holly on the chat said, Dinah had the disappointed reaction a few episodes ago, which is true, Holly. She did have kind of, she was more disappointed than the rest of the team, but she was like, okay, fine. But I feel like Ollie was the one who was like, that's not okay.
Like, dethroned now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And really quick, I just want to say there's so many highs going. So, hi, Elizabeth. Hi. Kool-Aid. Cyanide Williams. I'm trying to remember. You gave me the Kool-Aid reference. Cyanide. That's what it is. Dancer Fruit. Renji. Hello. Somebody says Ivan. I don't know. There's a lot of smack going on in the chat.
No, maybe because you asked who was the one yelling, and then they were like, it was Ivan.
Of course it is. Of course. Am I surprised? No more mentions until you get that on lock. Okay. Yes. So I just wanted to say hi to all the people that were saying hi, hello, hi. Okay. Going back. Billy Joel, hello. Concert.
So good.
Yes.
That came out of nowhere.
It did. Yes.
It really did, because it's not like Billy Joel has been doing anything lately, and then all of a sudden there's a concert, and I thought it was going to be some made-up band. That's a huge name to just have on your show.
Yeah. And there was no, like, preamble, like there was no sneaks on Twitter. No one tweeted and said, hey, you know what, guess who's gonna be on Arrow? Nothing. It was just pow.
And it was so random, because it was like one of his, it looked like a real concert.
Yeah.
So it kind of took me out of the show for a second. I was like, wait, did I just switch channels? Where am I? What is happening? Oh, I guess he's just on the show. Weird.
Yeah.
I liked it, but weird.
I'm going to have to dig and see if there's a story behind that, because I wonder if Billy Joel is just a fan.
Super fan.
Excuse me, can I just be in an episode?
Yeah. Oh, but someone said Billy Joel has been mentioned in quite a few DC shows recently. So
really?
He must be a fan.
I would love for him to be a singing character.
That would be, well, he technically what?
All right. So again, I'm all over the order of the show, but the concert.
Yeah.
Dude, sucks so hard, because obviously they had this big master plan and dressing as cops and having it filmed and put on YouTube or StarTube, whatever it's called in their world.
That's
so messed up.
That, I mean, they knew what they were doing, when I saw that, I was like, oh no, that's gonna ruin them.
Yeah.
It's gonna ruin them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, such a good idea. Terrible idea, but such a good idea.
Right. Smart. I also wrote in my notes that I was really irritated with Black Siren,
yeah.
Call it Laurel. I was irritated with her because I get she's evil, and if I'm irritated with you, that just means that the actor's doing a great job at her job, but destructive for no damn reason.
Yeah.
Just walk in, get the thing, and peace out.
She's also an evil villain. So that's what evil villains do.
I guess. Okay, fine.
She has a little extra anger, though, in my opinion. Right? Like, she's so much. You're angry. I get it. But, like, slash and burn all the time. Okay, calm down, Laurel.
Right.
Like, take it down, like, nine notches, please.
Right. Especially, let's say you're on a time constraint and you just got to get the thing. Right. Like, you're wasting time shooting him, blowing him up, screaming at him, screaming at him.
Right.
Screaming at stuff that could potentially be explosive, but you just have so much of an ego that you're like, it'll be fine.
How about just get the thing?
Right.
Just get it.
Just get it.
Just be done with it. Yeah.
Oh, and then you brought a great point up as far as talking about his name, Caden James.
Yes.
His son.
I don't know. So maybe you guys can help me, but I know that, so this whole thing is about revenge, right? For Caden and his son. And his son being dead. Is his son dead? And who is his son? Because I'm not quite sure. And I'm throwing it out to you guys. Like, who's Caden's son?
I don't know. So that was, like, the end of the episode was, he was like, why are you doing this? And he's like, because you killed my son. But I don't know why. They didn't talk about it.
But if that's the case, so that'd be the second character, because that's what happened when they first announced, was it Vigilante?
Yeah,
and it was like, well, you something, it could be somebody's son, and that was intertwined in the story.
Oh, Bryant said we don't actually know who his son is.
Okay, good, so I don't feel stupid now. Thank you, Bryant!
What was the other thing that I wanted to talk about?
Thea?
Yes! Thank you!
Come on. Think.
She's only the best character ever.
Yes! I know.
And she's alive and awake!
Finally. I was really excited about that, too, because I'm like, they keep making these random cameos where she just does this.
Yeah.
So
I really wonder where they're going to take her with this show, because she's just, like, in and out and in and out all the time. She joins a team. She leaves the team. She, like... I don't know. And she's one of my favorite characters. I think she's like such a good superhero, in my opinion. And she just keeps leaving, and I don't understand why. And I hope that she stays on, but I feel like she's not going to.
I feel like the reason is, and I don't know, I could probably find it online, or you could too, but maybe as an actress, she's just booking other things. Yeah, so absolutely. It's just a way they're writing her to just still keep her and make her relevant. But when she's doing her other thing, maybe just take a little break and then we'll bring her back.
Yeah.
Be in the comment. We'll wake you up when you're ready.
When you're not shooting all some sorts of other things.
Right. That's so funny. You guys, so I have my notes, right, from whatever. And I don't even know why I wrote this. Because you know what? They were voting on the anti-vigilante.
Yes.
And right? And my notes say, stupid FBI ho.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh wait, there's a birthday. Renji, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Hey. Happy birthday, Renji. Thanks for watching.
Happy
on
birthday.
Okay, sorry, I had to jump in. I always jump in.
That's okay.
Chats.
Anyway, so that was just my random. I thought it was funny. It caught my eye that
because
I wrote that
down. Because she is that.
Yeah.
She is all of those things.
I think because the quote says, how do you idolize someone in the shadows? I don't know if she said that to him.
How do you idolize someone's in the shadows?
I don't remember. I wrote down. And then I wrote down coward. I was clearly a little angry at this episode. And then the other note that I had that caught me was... William's a smart kid.
Yes.
And so for him to say, so Mr. Diggle, if you were in the hospital, who was the Green Arrow the other night?
Yeah. And you know what that kind of reminded me of? Back to when Slade Wilson's son was, they were camping and he saw him be, you know, being Slade Wilson. And and I was like, you know, you need to, William is going to turn out horribly if you don't just be honest with him. And he's like, I had to lie to him a little bit. And it's like, I don't feel like you need to do that. I feel like what Oliver should do with William is sit him down and be like, this is what I need to do for the city. And I feel like William will accept it.
And he's already been through so much. You know what I mean? So he's already... a strong kid. So just tell him.
Yeah.
Because you're already laying the foundation, so you might as well just tell him. And he actually said to you directly, like, are you the Green Arrow?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not doing it anymore. I made you a promise. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Now screw your promise because clearly you're going to be the Green Arrow again. So just tell him the truth. That's what I think.
Well, it's like the kid already has issues from having his mother die tragically. It's not even close to a normal death.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And then now you have this person you're finally starting to trust. Yeah. Like, you're throwing that out the window. Yeah. And I would, you know, I'm not William, but trying to put myself into his shoes, I could understand how you just lost one parent, so you're really scared to lose another.
Yeah.
At the same time, you don't know Oliver well enough to me to have that huge bond. Like, you like him, he's cool, he's my dad, but I feel like if it was somebody that I hadn't spent my whole life with and I just found out this dude was my dad, like, you're a superhero. My dad's a Green Arrow. Yeah. I can't tell anybody, but this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dangerous, but you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
And I've seen you in action. Yeah. You whooped tail. Like, this is pretty cool.
And with these kids, it's such a slippery slope. It's such a fine line between, like, going down the good path and going down the bad path, mm-hmm. especially with these shows. And mm-hmm. I feel like if Oliver is just honest with him, he will go down the right path and he will forgive him, you know? And then someone just said on the chat, especially since he just got married without him. We'll get there, but very true.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that because that wraps up Thanksgiving episode.
The like 9 episodes of crossover. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have your coffee?
So, you guys, some people in this chat are going to be very angry with me, but I'm going to prelude what my statement is going to be with this. The wonderful thing about opinions is that everybody has a different one. Yes. And if we all had the same exact opinion, this would be such a boring conversation because all of us would sit and nod and be like, yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was great. So I'm about to be that person. The first 2 episodes for me, boo, 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 boo. The second 2, yes. But I'm going to explain why the first 2 I was like, I feel like, so the thing with a crossover is you have to meld all these different worlds together, and some of them are just so different from each other, and that's okay, but I feel like in the last, even the last time we had a crossover, it leans a little bit towards the Flash.
Always.
Yes. Why?
It's weird to see Arrow in that verse, only because those other ones deal with metahumans and these big special effects robotic characters, and that's, for me, not my cup of tea, because I don't know. I've never been into aliens. I've never been into weird, funky-looking creatures because, to me, it's just not realistic.
Right.
And I think that's why I gravitate towards Arrow so much, is because even though you had someone like a Damian Dark, he was still a person.
Yeah.
And I actually do like Supergirl, though, so I will take that back. And maybe it's because I grew up with a Superman and I'm used to it. But with The Flash, and like I said, even last year with the aliens, this year bringing Oliver and the team into this crossover, I don't know. Like, the first episode was obviously trying to integrate everybody, but did you get the invite? Hey, are you going?
Yeah.
Hey, are you going? And I was like, this part's a little cheesy. We're okay. But when they had the wedding and these like weird, I get there were people behind the mask, but when you got the robots and I was just a little underwhelmed.
Yeah. And I do agree that it's, I feel like it is very Flash centered, and I get it that Flash is like kind of the more popular show, but Arrow did start it all, you know? Arrow was the one at the beginning, which I did like, you know, whenever there's like a big scene of all of them walking, you know, the Green Arrow is always at
the front.
He's always
the leader.
He's always the leader, which is like good, because this is the show that started all shows.
It spawned everything.
But I'm also kind of on your boat about how I like Arrow, because it's not this too much out of this world. There aren't like, you know, sharks and dinosaurs and like whatever there was on The Flash, which I love The Flash, don't get me wrong, but I agree that it, you know, that's why I gravitate more towards Arrow. But I thought it was cool seeing all those characters together.
Oh, absolutely.
I did. Okay, the you know, are you going to the wedding thing was super cheesy, but I did get some chills when it was the wedding scene and everyone was like ripping off their stuff and like getting ready to fight. I was like, ah, this is cheesy, but this works for me. I really like it.
Yeah. I thought that it was really great the way they did the villains, as far as them being complete opposites of who they are. So you have the opposite of Kara. The Arrow, it wasn't a huge opposite for me, just because of the fact that he's already a little bit on the dark side. And that's okay. I'm not hating on the way they did this by any means.
Yeah.
But I will say, it's just watching it from an actor's point of view, seeing Melissa act the evil version of herself and then the normal version that we're used to seeing was really cool, because her change and shift in personality was subtle, but it was still enough to believe the fact that she was this itchy
evil
person.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like she was trying really hard to
over the top,
I am the bad guy.
Yeah.
It was just so fluid and just curls off to you, Melissa.
No, I agree. She did a really great job. I thought she was, I was glued on her most of the time for the crossover.
Yes.
I think she was like the standout actor for that.
Yes.
For the whole crossover.
I heard, you know, I saw a lot of comments about people, because they teased the fact that you see Oliver and Kara kissing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I'm not going to buy it. I
thought it was weird. Sorry to cut you off, but I didn't really get into it. And I get that they were married and all of that, but it just
just, there was no chemistry.
Yeah. I just didn't buy it at all.
I didn't buy it at all. But I'm also a Felicity lover, so there's that. Yeah, I will never love anybody else.
So really quick, Jamie Newman says that she, I'm sorry, Jamie is a gender neutral name because she could be he.
True.
I'm so sorry. But Jamie Newman says that, that he or she, I'm so sorry, really liked the first two episodes and thought the last two were meh. And that's okay. Yeah. Totally okay. That's what I'm saying. It's great that we have people with different tastes so we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. Throw it out on the table. Boom. Like that.
I like it.
And the other thing that really, for me, the first two episodes was touchy and then got better towards the end was the Nazi thing.
Yes.
I was like, I understand that we've hit movies like Schindler's List and stuff like that that are representing what happened, and I'm sure it's done in a way to just make people realize the repercussions of what happened, what it was really like, and hopefully educate people so that they don't do something like that again, because hate is ugly. But, and I know that there was something else, another movie, where it was as if Hitler never died and never was defeated. So I was like, okay. And I remember we talked about it during News and Gossip, but when I actually saw it, I was like, ooh, this is a little, I don't know, I'm not Jewish, and I know it's fictional, but I don't know if I'd be a little, like, what was the point?
It was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot, I think. For me, it was hard to watch because I'm in this, like, fantasy superhero.
Yeah, that's what
it was. Woo, I can do all. And then all of a sudden, it was like a smash in my face because they had like the symbols everywhere and it was like all dark, and I was like,
and the prisoners.
I just thought, oh, this but is, I mean, I was confused, not confused, but I was emotional about it, I think, which normally when I'm watching these shows, I'm just like, oh my God, okay, yay. And even though there are bad people like this agent Watson, you can hate her, it doesn't actually hit my soul. And maybe it's because this is something that's true and something that is in, you know, our history in real life. But I don't know, to glorify it, and that's just my opinion, was really hard for me to watch.
I mean, but they do hit on, you know, historical, you know, things in the past. They have talked about historical things and things like that. But for some reason, I agree with you guys, this hit me a little weirder. I don't know why, but it hit me a little weirder than when they've talked about what they've talked about other stuff in the beginning of the season that's like, you know, relevant stuff.
ISIS
stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this felt different.
I'm going to agree with you on the fact that because this show is a fantasy show and then you bring something real like that in there, it almost, for me, felt a little disrespectful. And I think that's why I was like, eh. And the only reason I warmed up to it is because I think it was in episode 3 when we finally got the introduction of the Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray! Yes. Oh, Matt Marr. Oh my gosh, couldn't be here. I'm so sorry. I didn't even make reference. Love him. But in our CW Weekly show, which comes on before this show, he got to pick. We do a poll, like a shipping poll, to see what people like the best. And his was Gay Ray.
Yes.
Captain Gay Ray is what he called it. I was like, oh my God. Aww. But anyhow, I really, really like that they incorporated the one conversation of, why are you here?
Yeah.
I love the wrong person.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And just to cut that thought off really quickly, because I saw in the chat, Jamie says, I'm a girl.
Jamie.
Okay, Jamie, girl. Cool. Cool, girl. Now I know. Now I know. And hopefully I didn't offend you. If I did, I'm really sorry.
And to all the people who are arriving, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm late. So sorry. We did start a little early. Hey, Billie Jean girl. Hey, Ivan. Welcome. Dance Fruit was here earlier.
Yes.
So hi to everyone who was late. Sorry, we just
and
started
And it's
early.
Renji's birthday, for those of you who missed it.
Renji, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so that's my thought on that. And that's the part where...
Sorry, real quick. I just want to go back to what Matt had to say.
Okay. Yes, please. This is...
It's Captain Gay Ray. Captain Gay Ray. Get it, Gay Ray. Get it.
So silly. He's so silly. I miss him.
Oh, he'll be here next week.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, like I said, my statement is either going to really offend people or they're going to agree. Mm-hmm. And either way, it's okay.
Yeah.
But that's, so that's that. What else do I have to... Did I miss anything in the first two before I start talking about the second two? So much.
You guys let us know. Did we miss anything from the first two before we get to the weddings and stuff?
There's a lot. Obviously, we have... And you guys, forgive me. I'm such a diehard Arrow fan, and some of the other characters...
Oh, Tommy.
Yeah!
It's true. Thanks, Holly.
How did I miss that one?
Yeah.
great to see the actor back, but I was so mad. And so mad that he pulled the sympathy or empathy card with Oliver, and Oliver's like, you were my brother, blah, blah. And he's the dude.
Actually.
Yeah. I know. Like, this butthole.
That was so rude. And poor Ollie. He was like, oh, my friend.
Yeah, my brother.
Everything. He was so excited to see him. And I was like, oh, this is not going to end well. It is not going to end well.
But, oh, and the other reveal that got me that I was like, that was just such great writing, is when Captain Lance was actually the Nazi. He wasn't the leader because the Führer was actually Oliver. Yes, but he's basically his right-hand man. I don't recall the ranking. But I was like, oh. And then when you see Sarah face to face with him, gosh, what an emotional experience to be like, wait, you? Oh, okay. This is unsettling.
It's got to be a weird feeling seeing someone you care about in that position being like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah. I will say, going back to, I forget which one of you had stayed, but the fact that just seeing everybody, it was really cool to see everybody. And intermittently, because these last two episodes, we saw that the reason that Rain wanted to capture everybody else, all that nonsense was just to get Kara's heart to replace her own. And then we got to have the moments where Felicity and Iris were our little hero girls.
Bonding.
That was
really powers.
Cute. Yes. Oh, and how could I forget the moment that was, I'm gonna cut you, girl. No, I don't want to marry you.
Oh, what was that? I am leaving.
I don't even understand where that came from. Do you know what I mean? You guys just recently got back together. You're all happy and you're all like, oh. Yeah. And, you know, we've been here before. And I get you're traumatized. You got shot and paralyzed and all of that, but you love him, so why would you say no?
And it was coincidental. It wasn't like, look, regardless, the reason that was done that time was because you were somebody of importance to Oliver. So ring or no ring, paper or no paper, people know that you're important to him, so it doesn't matter. You could get shot again. And if anything, getting shot should make you realize that life is short. And that if you love somebody, you just do the thing.
I know. And it was annoying that, because it's fine if people don't want to get married, but she's been wanting to get married this whole time. And all of a sudden you get scared. That's your excuse? I thought that was terrible. So I didn't like that at all. I was like, really? Why would you go down that road?
And I didn't believe her. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I heard the words coming out of her mouth, but I didn't actually believe it.
Yeah.
You want to marry him. Right. That's like your soulmate. And we all want you to get married. So why would you even say that? It sounds stupid to me.
P.S. Did you really have to yell at it? Right. I mean, or yell it?
Right.
Yeah. Like, how embarrassing. You know?
It's so embarrassing.
Skirt!
It's like, what? Just like, be like, let's talk about it.
Right.
Let's
take a step outside. How about that? Let's be rational here.
Yeah.
The other big moment, I mean, we're the Arrow after show, but obviously these things happen in the same episode, so I think it's worthy to mention that the Doctor sacrificed himself and his life after he got shot to open up the portal, which I don't recall the name, so I'm sorry, but to get everybody home. So, and that was sad. And I actually had this feeling too. I don't know why. I was like, who's going to die? Yeah, someone's going to die in this crossover. Which person is it?
I felt sad for him because he had literally just gotten the thing. Sorry. The serum to like be normal again and not be
Firestorm.
Yeah. You know? So, and he was like so happy about it. And he was like, almost home, and then, you know,
that happens.
So, of course. I felt sad for him.
And then to have to be the person to go to his wife and his daughter and tell them. That was actually, that scene had me when he showed up at the door, because he didn't even have to say anything. Yeah. He just looked, and the
she knew.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, yeah. Going through my thoughts, because I have a lot of them going on right now, I'm going to go to the chat room. Tell me any highlights of those four episodes. If there's anything that really stood out to you, because I'm sure something just over my head.
Ivan, girls, please watch Legends. All right, Ivan, we're trying to do it all, okay?
You know what? I don't take orders.
Can we?
But I appreciate the please and no yelling.
Can we stick to the wedding part still?
Yes.
Are we going to stick to that?
Yes.
So at the end, we are still debating. So at the end, we know that the Flash gets married to Iris, right?
Right.
And then Felicity.
Okay, let me just tell you the story, guys. Before I got here today, because I wanted to watch everything together. I watched the first two together. The second two I watched today before the show because I wanted it fresh in in my mind.
Yeah.
And you know, you watch it, if anybody watches it on the CW app.
That's where I watch it.
They incorporate commercials.
Yeah.
Which internet never used to do, but since no one watches TV, they have to squeeze them in somewhere. So I'm watching, and I'm watching, you know, the reveal of the door where he tells them, you know, your dad's no longer alive. And then a commercial comes on, and I was like, ooh, that sucks. And then the commercial kept going, and I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. And I thought that was the end of the episode. I had no idea there was more after the stupid commercial. And then you guys are all tweeting about the wedding, and y'all know I am Elicity for life.
For life.
And I'm hearing that they got married. I'm like, what? How did I? So I'm going home tonight.
Yeah.
I got to watch it at least 10 times over. Yeah. I'm really bummed.
I also missed the wedding, so I'm on that boat too. And I just literally tweeted to Steven, thanks Steven for hooking it up. But I was like, did they actually get married? Because how did I miss this? And he's like, yeah, they actually got married. So, and we'll talk about that.
I mean,
Go ahead. No, 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 please.
I was just going to say that I'm on the same boat. So what I was saying is that I feel like they should made it a bigger deal, because anyone who watches Arrow and has watched Arrow for so long, having these two get married is kind of a big deal, especially because earlier in the episode, she's already said, no, I don't want to marry you. So how are you going to sneak it in the last 30 seconds or
that's
whatever
whack.
So that and we all are deflated here? Now we all have to go back. And I know that some people have seen it, but a lot of us are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
And also that William wasn't there. I'm sorry. Yeah. William, how are you going to say that you love your kid and then not have William there?
Right. The nuclear family.
Like, what?
Seems a little bit
I don't know. It's like, you know, and I think it's all personal opinion. But my thing is, I understand that the whole wedding thing, you don't have to share with anybody, because the whole purpose of getting married is to make a commitment to this other person. And really, it's all about you and that person. You just happen to share it with the people that you love. Right? But like you said, it was such a... Big. Maybe because they're like, we had a big one already.
Yeah.
But still, when you love some like other people, like you just left them out.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, news alert. Yeah. Panu STM says, look at next week's promo. There's a wedding reception with Donna. And then Dancer Fruit says they do in the next episode.
Okay, so, good. Okay,
so
I can accept that.
So apparently things happen. Thanks for letting... You know, this is why you guys are here, because...
We couldn't do the show without you.
We couldn't do it without you. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening in the next episode.
Yeah.
So I love that.
We'll see all the families together, I guess.
Yeah. Anthony, our engineer, did you watch the crossover?
No.
Oh, boo. Okay, well.
Never mind.
Yeah, sorry.
Never mind. Yes, please tell me, because my brain is doing one of these right now. I didn't get a chance to take notes, so I know I've missed stuff. We hit the... The doctor passed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The wedding.
I want to bring up the funny moment when Oliver, so Supergirl and the Flash run to, and they arrive at the scene, and then Oliver arrives like 5 minutes later on his bike, and he's like, reminder, I don't have super speed, or something like that. I literally laughed out loud, and I was like, I'm such a loser, but this is so funny. So I just wanted to bring up that scene.
Oh, I didn't, okay, so this is not within the Arrow realm, but I liked seeing Sarah... And Kara's sister.
Yes.
And it's not even the fact that, like, it's two girls. It's not even that. Like, it was just such a great interaction between the two characters. I love the fact, if you watch CW Weekly, I said this already, but I love the fact that Sarah is just so confident in who she is.
Yeah.
And she'd even said in the episode when she was talking to not-so-Lance, I like boys and I like girls. His reaction was awful. But... She's just so, like, this is who I am. So when she's over here walking up, and it's not even about being embarrassed, because Kara's sister is not embarrassed by any means, but obviously she's dealing with, she's still mourning over the loss of her Maggie.
Yeah.
And you know, she's mature, and she's not having one night stand.
Yeah.
So it's just funny when Sarah walked up, and she's like, how's your butt? Yeah, that sounded like it really hurt when you fell out of bed.
And you know, it was funny that Sarah's, what's her real name? I don't know.
Her name is Katie, too.
There we go.
Katie Law.
She posted on Instagram a photo of them, and then Katrina Law commented with, like, the big eye emoji. And then Sarah was like, or Katie Lotz was like, don't worry, you're still my number one or something.
Aww.
I was like, so they were interacting in real life and in their characters,
funny.
And I thought that was really funny.
That's really cute.
We have a question on Twitter.
Sure, please.
Alicia Perez.
Hi, Alicia!
She wants to know, what did you think of Oliver seeing Earth-X Felicity?
Ooh.
That, well, okay, first of all, Mr. Not Lance Lance, that was a really excellent plan because obviously you can't look at somebody, even if they're not the person you love, they look just like them and shoot
Laurel,
them.
Evil Laurel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and not even that, but just, Oliver's not the type of person to shoot somebody for the sake of shooting somebody or sacrificing somebody for the sake of sacrificing them when they're not a bad person.
Yeah.
She was trying to give food to hungry kids. So, I don't even I'm sorry, Alicia. I don't even remember what the original question is.
What did you think of Oliver seeing Earth Felicity?
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I covered it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, okay. Alicia, she fills my Twitter up with lots of questions.
She does. Hey, Alicia.
So shout outs to her. If any of you guys want to fill up my Twitter, I'm not mad at that too.
Yeah, well, I always, after the show, we'll go on Twitter and reply to your questions and things like that. So tweet me if you guys want. Tweet all of us if you guys want.
Ditto.
Alicia actually just went back to what we were talking about. Did you think the Elicity wedding overshadowed the West Allen wedding?
Yeah.
I do think that's a little unfair. I get that in the moment, especially given everything that happened, it's so traumatic. You realize, oh, shoot, I do want to marry you. But it should just... I hate that. I hate that in movies. And I mean, maybe it really does happen in real life. But I hate when someone gets married and all of a sudden someone stands up and they're like, I have an announcement.
It's like you're right.
Billy Bob, Joe, Sue-Ann, I've loved you for how many years? Let's get married. And you're like, yo, bride and groom.
You got a whole bunch of other days that you could do that.
Right?
This or even hours.
It's like the girl who wears...
The reception.
Yeah. I was like, it's like the girl who wears white to the wedding or black.
Yeah. Who you mourning?
Right.
Right.
Somebody was actually just telling me recently a story about how their friend was wearing a black dress to a wedding. I guess she was a little plus size. And so someone was telling her, like, don't wear, that's so rude. Don't wear the black dress. I only wear black because it's just what makes me look good. Well, girl.
It ain't about you.
No.
Not today.
I was like, that is just so rude.
Yeah. Oh, also in the wedding scene, when that waitress, the young waitress, when I know it's not Arrow related, sorry, it's a crossover. But when the young waitress went up to Barry and was talking to him and she was super excited to be there.
Yeah.
So everyone is saying that it is Don Allen, him and Iris's future daughter.
Oh.
Because she walked up walked up to him and she was so excited. She's like, I'm just so happy to be here. And she looked kind of like a mix between them.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying that that's who she is. Because in the comics, Don Allen is the daughter of Barry and Iris. So
very that could interesting. Be you know what I will say also, too? Because each crossover was supposed to represent a different show. And it wasn't until the fourth show that we got to see some of the legends.
Yeah.
If I was on that cast, I'd feel a little left out because some other people were in there for all four. Yeah. And then it wasn't until the very end that you got people coming to save the day. And I was like, oh, that sucks.
Someone said that someone's at the beginning...
because even the Wally. Arrow well yeah. even the Arrow episode, you really didn't see much of Team Arrow.
No,
you didn't at all.
Again, I feel like a lot of the crossover leans towards the Flash.
It really does.
I mean, you had your Legends characters, but it's just
but people in the Flash people in the chat were saying that the Flash is the one that connects most people. Like Supergirl is mostly connected to the Flash, and then, you know, Legends. So I feel like they're saying that the Flash is the connector of everyone.
Yeah, but Arrow started it all.
Yeah,
right.
No, but we're just biased.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing: crossovers are gonna happen.
Yeah,
probably until whenever they're gonna keep happening. So I'm gonna hope that next year's crossover they'll involve a little bit more Arrow elements.
Yeah,
I'm okay with taking turns. Let's just take turns, but not make it all about.
And Ivan said this crossover felt like a movie, not really like each show, which is true, which brings me to a point of Justice League. I read this article that I don't know if you guys saw, but I tweeted it out, and it was saying how this crossover beat out or should have been what Justice League was.
Oh,
and and it was from Forbes magazine saying, you know, this crossover was so good and it brought all the characters and it was just like really well put together, whereas the Justice League film was not quite as well put together.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that this was better than that, which I don't know.
Kudos. That's compliments.
That's huge compliments.
Yeah.
And do you think part of that is because they've all worked together for so long? Do you know what I mean? They've done this before.
Yeah.
So there's history there. Because I think that meshing just as an actor from an actor's perspective, you know that person's character and you know what they're going to do and year in and year out. So I think that that probably helps with that too.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that last point you just made, Linda, how these characters are already established through their shows. I mean, with Justice League, we didn't really have any of that apart from Man of Steel, BVS.
Exactly. Yeah. Dancer Fruit 2 says, yeah, because I would say Justice was a fail to me in comparison to this. So a lot of people have the same opinion that this little TV show, you know, beat out this blockbuster Justice League, which I'm impressed with. I thought that was really good.
Also, just fun fact, and again, if you watch the CW Weekly, then you've heard this, but the first two episodes, because this article I pulled was before the second two episodes aired, so those first two episodes garnered the highest ratings on the CW since 2009.
Wow.
And those are Nielsen ratings, so that's only television. It does not include streaming.
Wow. Pretty impressive. That's almost 10 years. That's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. So Ivan still liked Justice League, but, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's crazy for CW. Okay.
That was a lot. There's a lot of information, but I feel like we covered highlights. We couldn't really get into the details of every single character's motive, but that's okay. I had a good time. I hope you guys had a good time. We got a lot of opinions in there. I do have some news and gossip, so I want to make sure we get a chance to take a look at that. And I probably just threw that at my engineer, like, oh, shoot, sorry. Okay, so I'm just going to go in whatever order the pictures pop up for you guys, and I will spit it out at you. Okay, so first and foremost, for those of you who did not know, Katie Cassidy's father, David Cassidy, from the Partridge Family, recently passed away. They did have an estranged relationship for the beginning part of her life. Towards the end is her life. Not towards the end of her life. When she got older, they became a little bit more acquainted with each other and stuff like that. But she said that one of the things that he said before he passed away was so much time wasted.
Wow.
So just a lesson she said to her, but also to the rest of us, is just like, you never know. So always be sure to share the love with the person that you do love and let them know how you feel. Another thing that I also mentioned on our last show, which was a little sad, is the reason he passed away was organ failure, they say, due to dementia. And at one point he was doing a concert, he forgot the words.
Yeah.
I believe it said he fell off the stage. Mm. It was really, really, really sad. And he did an interview, and in the interview he acted like he never really knew Katie that well. Like, they hadn't even become reacquainted, but people are theorizing that it was literally just a memory blip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, ow. That, like, if you're Katie, ow.
Yeah.
But at the same time, okay, like, you can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
I just think at the end of the day, just love on everyone. Yeah. Like family, love friends, your family. Strangers, neighbors. Yeah.
Even just when you're mad, just try.
Yeah. Because you never know.
This next picture is WWE. I believe it was November 26th that Stephen Amell got back into the ring. And then we also see the gentleman to his right, if I can see correctly, was... on Arrow. God, what was his character? Not Star...
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Brain fart.
I loved that episode, too. What am I... Star something. It was like a Star...
Stardust is his act... Not his actor. His wrestling name. Sorry, guys.
Jump on the chat.
It'll come.
Stardust.
Was it? No.
Yeah, Stardust. Oh, that's what Dancer Fruit said.
Oh, okay. And then this is them chilling, and I just thought it was a really fun... opposite of the other, you know, they're all big and beefy. And then this is them just like chilling and relaxing and having a good time. And I'm sure having great conversation. And also, P.S., I think it's cool because I don't know how this happened, if there's any relation. But obviously, Stardust is from the world of WWE. Yeah. And then coming up in next episode of Flash, Goldberg is going to be a metahuman. So he's going to be one of the villains there. And yeah, I don't know if that happened.
His name was Cody Rhodes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes. Okay. And his drug was Stardust, not him.
Got it. Okay. But yeah, so I don't know if conversations came up after Cody was brought in, and now they're like, well, this guy's also great. I don't know. Either way, that'll be fun. And then, are we going into videos? Yes, we are. Fun cover. This was Anthony, our engineer. This was his hashtag hottie of the week for CW Weekly. It is Emily Bett Ricard.
Oh my God.
Sunday morning rain is falling.
Sing it, girl.
Steal some cover, share some skin. Clouds are shrouding us in moments unforgettable. You twist to fit the mold that I am in.
If I'm correct, she's in musical theater.
But things just get so crazy. Yeah. Living life gets hard to do. And I would gladly hit the road, get up and
I'm only talking so we don't get flagged. So I'm not trying to ruin the song, guys. I apologize. If that guy looks familiar, he's actually one of, if I'm remembering his face properly, he's one of Colton Haynes' friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do a lot of videos together singing as well. And she's a really good friend of Colton Haynes, so I'm assuming they all became like a threesome buddy system.
She is amazing in every way, and I love her so much. She's like my favorite human.
Yes.
It's fine, though. I'll get
and then the singing just keeps on going on our show because I have another clip. This time it's Stephen Amell and Cassandra. I don't call her Cassie like I know her. Cassandra Jean, his wifey, doing some karaoke. Yeehaw.
Aww.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Home.
Home. How are they all so talented? Everyone?
I know, I'm so mad. You know, because, but you know what, though? Here's the thing. In the world of the entertainment industry, you literally have to be able to do everything.
Jack of all trades.
You really do. And it's such a shame because when you are an actor and you do book that role and people are like, oh, he's an actor. Like, he's just an actor. You don't realize how many trades he picked up along the way just to make something work in his career.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome to see. And, like, literally the entire cast of Arrow can sing.
Yeah. Also,
literally.
Sinead Williams. Oh, can we talk about Kara singing as Iris walked down the aisle?
Oh, yeah. And she can sing, too. Yeah. I'm so mad at her.
Everyone can sing. Whatever. I'll just leave.
I wasn't blessed. Okay. and also, last video, which is not really a video. This is actually going to be just a soundtrack. But it is Katie Cassidy covering her father's song, I Think I Love You. It's a very poppy Britney Spears version.
Wow.
I think I love you. Oh, baby, baby.
It is. It sounds like she's young.
Yes, no, this is when she was young. This was actually before, if I am correct, she recorded this before she rekindled her relationship with her dad, which is very ironic.
Weird.
So that's my fun news and gossip. There was something else. It slipped my mind. But if I think of it, I'll bring it back up. For now, let's get into some predictions.
Let's do it.
Oh my god, I remembered. So, I get so much information from CW Weekly. I really do. So, Andrew Kreisberg, the producer that has been in question for, what was it, 19 counts of
freaking
potential...
19.
That's only the last I checked. I don't know if more people came out. And it was, there was an investigation done. Greg Berlanti stood behind the investigation 110%. Yeah. But they fired him. Got rid of him immediately.
Well,
and the network says they stand behind their decision and the investigation as well because they just do not stand for having an uncomfortable work environment.
I mean, 19 counts, I feel like at that point you should be like, okay, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
There are 19 counts. It's crazy.
Yeah.
One count is too many.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Okay, sorry. I had to get that out. Now let's get into predictions.
Let's do it.
Okay. I was hoping for a second round of music. Oh, but I just looked really stupid. Thanks, Anthony.
AfterBuzz
Thank you. Prediction. Okay. So I missed the wedding, but apparently we just found out that there's going to be another reception. Here's what I would love. It's not prediction, but this is what I would love. Because I watch these shows and I like all the action, I like all the dilemmas, I do like the stories. I do like the life stories. I just want one happy episode. Can I get a full episode where we get into that wedding? Love happens.
Yeah.
Sexiness happens.
So much sexiness.
Rekindling happens because Donna Smoke is going to be there and so is Detective Lance. And hopefully by this point, because we don't know if... I could be wrong. But we don't know exactly why they broke up. I'm going to assume that Lance just didn't have his ish quite together emotionally yet. Not quite there. I'm going to hope that he's got his stuff together. He's been responsible. Let's do this again because they were great together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my predictions, it's not quite of a prediction, but it's more of a question to you guys of what you think will happen.
Okay.
So Betrayal is the next episode, and someone from the team is going to from someone from the team is going to portray Oliver, and I would. Who do you guys think it's going to be?
Ooh, I would say maybe Diggle, and only it's gonna be Diggle. Yeah. Only because it could be just trace elements of whatever drug he took in the past that potentially could still be there. Because I don't think if he did, it would not be an intentional, I'm so mad at you. Yeah. It would be, I have a little anger, whatever, but this side effect is causing me to bug out a bit, and now I'm just going rogue.
And I think my personal opinion is that he wants to be the leader of the team right now. I think that he has a little bit of a taste of leading the team, and he's going to have a hard time not being the Green Arrow. So I think that he may, between a combination of the drugs and just being selfish, that he's going to be the betrayal.
That's honestly really interesting, though, because some Chris Merchant says maybe Artemis. I think she's gone for good. But somebody else says, Ivan says, Caden James framing one of the team members. Maybe.
Dream to Aspire says obviously Wild Dog because they can leverage seeing his daughter on him, which is very true. Mm-hmm. He does love his daughter, and he might love his daughter more than the team.
Well, yeah.
But is it a betrayal? It is kind of a betrayal if he betrays. Yeah. So I think that's a really good point. I forgot who said that. Dream.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Arrow, can I just get a happy episode? That's all I want. Just
You'll
one.
Never get that.
Just
You'll
one. My Christmas present to me.
I don't even think next week's episode where it's the wedding that it's going to be all happy.
No,
I think they're
going to
wedding
me
and
out.
Something's going to happen immediately.
But obviously. Here's the thing, okay?
But that's okay.
Because they, well, first of all, been there, done that, because they just did that to Barry and to Iris. So to do that within the same 2-week span to another couple getting married, wonk, wonk.
Yeah.
Like, it's old news. On top of the fact that the last time the two of them got married, she got shot.
Yeah. It's so, like, give them a chance, people. Come on.
Like, let's have a problem somewhere else.
Yeah.
Get married. It's happy. It's great. Let's make the world believe that love triumphs all.
Yeah.
And then have a problem somewhere else.
Yeah, everyone is saying, no, Ali, it's Arrow. You should know better.
That's what I just said. It's Star City.
You know what? I don't care. Can a girl dream? Why do you have to crush my dreams?
Not on Arrow. You can't
dream, girl.
That's
just mean. I'm trying to be optimistic here.
A lot of people are actually saying Artemis, so that they're thinking it might be Artemis.
But she's not a member of the team. Wasn't the prediction that someone from
the team? That's
she's
true.
She's not a team member. Okay, well, either way, I've just chatted your ears off through a few coasters at you.
Through paper somewhere over there.
Threw some paper at you. I hope you guys enjoyed all of the abuse.
Yes.
But I'm going to turn it to the front really quick and say thank you guys again so much for those of you who joined. For those of you who joined late, I am so sorry that we just... Just literally last minute decision to come in early.
Like today.
So, but thank you guys so much for those who participated. Please be sure to follow us on social media. Tweet at us, tag us, Instagram, whatever. We love interacting with you guys.
Things.
I'm Ali Kona Bradford. I'm at yours truly Ali Kona with the little dashies underneath on Instagram. And then on Twitter, same thing, but the yours is you and R. That's that. Go ahead, guys.
I'm Olivia D. Bortoli. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Olivia D. Bortoli.
And I am Linda Antwi, and you can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly.
That brings us to a close. I hope you enjoyed the recap of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
All of them.
We will see you next time for episode 1,185, if that's even a number. Mwah. Good night.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Felicity forever!
Olicity!
Olicity.
Olicity forever!
I ruined it!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.